Welcome to Shomar Shoran Adav, Shirespan Solu Nishba Hassan Beakushon Leab Asitzchok. We're holding Bometzio Adav Kufches. The Gemara Amud Aleph brings the maybe technical halacha of Chamesh Ginois Amistab Kusmaim Imayan Echot. You have a river, you have five fields that each one takes from the river. So the Gemara tells us the bottom field needs the top field to have the water going through it. Flow through it in order for the water to reach the bottom field. So therefore, the bottom field needs to help the first field dig the water. And therefore, the second field helps the first, the third helps the second and the first, the fourth helps the third, second, and first, and the fifth one helps all the ones above it. But the fifth kino, nobody helps it, it stands on its own. Now this thing seems to be very technical, has to do with very specific things that have to do with the flow of water, is a source to a big yesoid that the Arizal writes. The main place the Arizal speaks about it is in Shaar HaMitzvos, Parshas Yisroi. And there the Arizal goes to explain what is the idea of Kabeid Esavicho Vesimecho and Lerabois Esachicho Agodo. What is the meaning of the Kibud Avim and how is that? Does that Kibud include the older brother? So it says the Arizal that the Yesoid is this concept of the water flowing through the fields. Every generation needs the above generations, their fathers and forefathers, to be mashpia in them toif. The Ashpa always goes to the father. As the Arizal starts and says, a loshon that we find a lot also in the Maharal, that the father is the Ilo and the son is the Olul. Meaning the father is the source, and the son depends on the father. It's not only the father gives birth to a son, but that the father is the source of shefa that comes to the son throughout his life. And not only his father, but his grandfather, great-grandfather, all the doyrus. The ashpois that come go through the previous generations and come to the son. And therefore, the same we see by the ginois, by the fields, by the gardens. The bottom garden needs to make sure that the flow is coming. So he needs to make sure he has to help the garden number one, garden number two, garden number three, garden number four, until it reaches him. So the children care a lot about the hashpois, the flow that's coming from the previous generations. While the fathers, they don't mind so much about the flow going to the children because it doesn't affect them. With that, the Arizal comes and explains a few psukim. He says the pasuk, poiket ovoin ovois albonim. Kshbohu puts the avirus of the father to the son. What does it mean? It means that the children are not able to get the flow of Shefa if it's blocked above there in the generation of the father. That's the pasuk of Hiseinu Chotu Ve'eno. The fathers did that here, they're not here anymore. Va'anachnu Avoinu Seim Sovalno. We're suffering these Avoinus because the Ashpoah doesn't come to us. And vice versa regarding Yishmael, when it says by Yishmael that the Malachim told HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go and punish him, I'm not punishing him for his children. Says that the reason is because he's not responsible for the children. The ashpa, what the children do, doesn't come back to him. That's the bottom field. The bottom field stands on its own. He's not responsible. He doesn't have to help the bottom field. And he says that's the oimig of kibud avim. Because kibud avim means it's not just tam, it's a nice thing to be mechab the father and mother. The kibud avim is because of all the ashpois are coming through the father and mother. So that you have to mechabed them because you have to allow the ashpoah to come to the children. Later in that piece, the Arizal goes on to explain what is the idea of kibud ach gadol, the bchor and the older brothers you have to mechabed. And even though he doesn't mention near the fields, but it's clear from the lashon he's referring to the same thing, that really the flow of the father goes through the children as well. The ben abchor takes all the ashpoahs of the fathers and he gives up to the next son. And the next son gives it to the next one until it reaches the last son. All the children depend on the older brothers for the ashpa of the parents to come to them. And that is the oimik of kibud ach gadol, because the ach gadol is the one who brings the shefa from the parents to the younger siblings. That is the word niflo, oimik niflo of the Arizal. And just to conclude, this may be the pshat. Why we speak about Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael are called the Bechor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'ni B'choyri Yisrael. Why is Am Yisrael called the Bechor? to the extent that the whole idea of the whole Tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim is to get to Makas B'chayrus in order to reveal the B'chayr of Am Yisrael. Because according to what the Arizal says, the B'chayr is the one who takes the Hashpahs of the father and brings it on to the next children. The Oymek is that Am Yisrael is the one who takes all the Hashpahs from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and brings it over to all the other Umos HaOlam. As Ramchal says, the place, the Mitzura Misukenness of the world is the Hashpahs that come from above, go through Am Yisrael, and the Umos HaOlam is Shubat Am Yisrael. So he made it Efshar, that's the Pshat, that Am Yisrael is called Bni B'chayi Yisrael because they act as a B'chor, as the conduit brings the Shefa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu down to the world. And this big Yisoid is all based of our Gemara about Metziah Daf Kuf Ches regarding the five Ginois. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shove email list to WhatsApp, please email shomarshove@gmail.com.